And currently we have 63 degrees in Amherst. We have 61 in Bedford, 63 in Lynchburg, 63 in Roanoke, Danville, and in Salem. That's our number of the morning, 63.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was the year, I think, my brother Jim, who contributed earlier to the show, that was the year he graduated from high school, I think.
Oh.
1963.
Wow.
Hey, just pull that microphone right up to you, Mark. We're excited to have Mark Dalton from Terry Subaru in the studio here. It's the first chance. I've heard your voice for years.
Yeah.
The first chance I get to meet you here. So, welcome.
You thought I was going to be younger, didn't you?
No, actually... Actually, you're one of the few people the voice fits the look.
Well, thank you.
And you're fit. I don't know how old you are, young man, but you're a fit guy. Maybe well, need to get with you.
It's very unfair. Men get better looking as they get older.
I don't know. Very sweet.
Unkind.
Well, we are excited to have you for several reasons. You're obviously an advertiser on the station. You and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago to line this interview up, and one of my questions to you was, because of what you do, talking about, even my wife noticed this the other day. We were out driving and we had to run up to Bedford. She goes, gosh, have you noticed how empty the car lots look?
Yeah.
And we talked about supply chain things, and I'd like to get into that a little bit, but tell us right now, as it stands, how we look for 2022 models and the chip shortage and all that.
Yeah, so it's here. You know, there's a lot of unknowns, obviously, and we're playing it day by day, week by week, month by month. But the information I've gathered from our two brands, our two manufacturers, Volkswagen and Subaru, has been fairly consistent, as well as information from the National Automobile Dealers Association. And the predictions now is that we're looking somewhere into the mid 2022 calendar year to see some relief on this chip shortage. Naturally, these manufacturers are doing a lot of shuffling right now. They're cutting back production on some of their lower volume models and applying all their efforts to their higher demand vehicles. So we're seeing some improvements as a result of that. But it's been an issue. It's going to be an issue for a while. We're adapting. It's excuse me. We're just learning a different way to sell cars, because we're still selling inventory. But what's interesting, there's no cars on the lot, pretty much for every manufacturer. Mm-hmm. But we're pre-selling inventory. So
okay,
instead of taking a customer out on the lot and saying, let's look at this one, this one, this one, we're now pulling an inventory list out of incoming inventory.
Right.
And so now you're virtually buying a car.
We really are. It's I don't know if that's strategic or what, but however it is, it's working. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think the manufacturer would do that, because there's been a major reduction in sales, and we're going to continue to see that for a little while. But the fact is, they are still producing cars, mm-hmm. and we're just selling them a little different way now. We're selling, as Janet just said, virtually through, looking at inventory sheets. And
right.
And generally speaking, I'll give you an example. We've been sold out of Subaru Foresters for a bit, and so we pulled one of our service owners out that the customers can test drive, and so there's at least cars for them to test drive,
right,
and see what they like and what they don't, and then we're able to find the correct model and color and so forth and just match that up.
And the right. other thing that's interesting is, when you start seeing gas mm-hmm. go up at mm-hmm. the pump, mm-hmm. lots of times people start rethinking cars that they already have. Maybe they want something that's a little easier on gasoline. Mm-hmm. I guess that could be good or bad, because you're probably yeah. always looking for used inventory as well.
That
I would
correct.
Think.
Yeah. It's, Janet, funny, whenever anybody mentions gas prices going up and how it affects our business, there's a scenario that comes to mind. And this customer may even be listening this morning, but it's not a bad thing. But I remember when gas hit $4 a gallon mm-hmm. back when. I've lost track of how long ago that was. But Everybody, there was a mad rush. Everybody trading these big SUVs.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
we were in the driver's seat because all of our cars, you know, are 30 plus miles per gallon type inventory. And we had the diesels, Volkswagens back then. I mean, mm-hmm. we were in the driver's seat. They were coming to us left and right. And I'll never forget, a lady came in, and it was a family of six. And she was driving a Suburban mm-hmm. and traded for a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, my. Wow.
No, they left there in that Beetle. Now, that was not legal.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
There's not enough seatbelts in that car for that.
Wow.
But they traded a Suburban.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll never forget that. But that always comes to mind when somebody mentions the fuel prices.
Well, it's funny because I had my little tiny car.
Yeah, Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky. And a great big huge guy bought mm-hmm. that car,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I don't even see how a big guy could even fit in that car.
Right.
But you're right. If people are wanting to save money,
yeah.
That's hysterical.
You gotta do what
though.
You gotta do.
Wow.
So, it's always interesting to see, you know, what's capable of happening when mm-hmm. when you have to. So.
So a couple of things to keep in mind. You are still selling cars.
We are.
You still can get that inventory for them. And it's more important than ever to take care of your car.
That is correct. It's, you know, as I've heard you mention in the past many times, the cars today, they last much longer. There's a lot more features on them,
mm-hmm.
And they require a little love and care, but overall there's a lot longer life vehicle out there today mm-hmm. than there ever has been, and
You take care of it,
exactly, and it's just there's little things that are necessary. You know, I'll give you an example. Volkswagen, now we use full synthetic oil, and to maintain the warranty on a new Volkswagen, Volkswagen says you have to change the oil every 10,000 miles.
Okay.
You know, people, I grew up in an era that you change every 3,000
yeah.
miles, you know,
yeah.
but if you look at these engines today internally from this full synthetic oil, they look dramatically different than they used to,
mm-hmm.
Because that oil is much better, and of course affords us to be able to go 10,000 miles in between changes. But,
sure.
You know, and you know, I thought about something, Mark, when we spoke the other day. I think you mentioned that you had a mechanical background and so forth, and something I didn't share with you is I started in this business as a mechanic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I use that word because when I was started out of high school, we were mechanics.
Right.
Today, they're technicians.
Technicians, right.
And rightfully so, because, you know, I brought a little prop right here for you guys to see.
Oh, wow. That's a motherboard of some sort.
Yeah, it's a little module here, but mm-hmm. When you look at this, this is exactly what our technicians are working on today, is things like this. But this is a module that is a power window module.
Okay.
So naturally, for every feature that's in a car today, there has to be a module, an electronic feature. There's a module that controls that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within this module, there's, I'm going to say, eight or so chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Within that
yeah.
one module. And I brought this because a while back, WSET came in to do an interview about this chip shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady, interviewer, she very sweet. And she said, "So, Mark, where is this chip in these cars? Where is it?" And I said, "It?" And she said, "Yeah, where is it located?"
And like there's just one
everywhere.
I said, they're everywhere. They're all over this car." And she said, "You're kidding." So I went back in our parts department, got this module, and
mm-hmm.
and it was, you know,
and that's just one module.
That's just one module.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of modules in this car, and
yeah.
this one module has about eight chips or so, maybe
right.
more. And so when we talk about chip shortages, it's not like a car has a chip. There's a bunch of chips in every one of them, but today's technicians have to be well versed in all the computer technologies, and it's complicated, and you know, and that's why today's cars pretty much have to come back to the dealer, because we have one, the trained technicians to work on these things, and more importantly the necessary equipment.
Yeah, so. Well, you've got the computers that diagnose
Correct.
Those chips and they nail it down. I'm curious. because, you know, I know you're reading trade magazines that we don't even have access to because of what you do. I heard a story yesterday when they were talking about chips. I think it was on Neil Cavuto, had an expert on there and was explaining we need to understand that the supply chain for these chips, if we want to move it back,
yeah,
it's going to be years before
correct.
We can get it back.
Yeah.
And we better start now.
That's correct.
If we're actually going to bring it back to our shores, it's going to be a long process. And then he went on to say also that the chips have to have multi-purposes. You just can't make one chip for one thing. That chip has to do several different things for several different manufacturers. You're not going to make chip just for Subaru, for example.
Correct.
It has to kind of cross-pollinate across the industry so they can mm-hmm. make enough of these to make the money to win back the money they spend in R&D, you know, research
right.
and development, which I hadn't thought about that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I was looking at the sticker on this module right here mm-hmm. and it came from Malaysia, and there is a large chip manufacturing plant in Malaysia, and it's been plagued twice in the recent months with COVID shutdowns
mm-hmm.
That's, you know, just about the time we start thinking that okay, we're moving in the right direction, then something like that happens
right.
and takes us backwards. But that chip manufacturer affected a ton of automotive manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other types of electronics. It could be computers as well, but I know that it affected a ton of automotive chips. So I think, to your point, we certainly need to get a little more diverse. And it's my understanding that all of those measures are underway. I don't know how many plants are being planned out to be mm-hmm. built right now in the U.S., but it's my understanding that IBM is going to be one of the largest in the U.S., and they're starting that build right now.
Good.
So, but I did hear that it was 2.5 years from being completed.
Okay.
So, but there is a plan, evidently.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you all are adapting
yes.
and not only surviving but thriving.
Yes.
And we're glad to be a part of that. Mark Dalton, General Manager of Terry Volkswagen Subaru, joining us this morning on the Morning Jam. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
They're at 19134 Forest Road. Go by and check them out, because the used car market is rather robust right now,
mm-hmm.
and you can virtually purchase a new car, and they're going to do everything they can, Janet, to make sure you get what you want. You may just have to wait a little while for it. It is 8:18 on the Morning Jam. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
It is 8:22 on the Morning Jam. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Dalton, just leaving the studio right now, he wanted me to mention, Janet, that if you've got a vehicle that's a year or two old and you're thinking about getting rid of it, it may be worth more than what you paid for it. So
yeah,
right now
that.
Is the market.
Yeah.
If you feel like moving on to something, make sure you have something in place of it. But let's just say times have gotten tough and you just don't want to handle the payment any longer. These cars that are 2-3 years old are worth top dollar right now.
Yeah, and you, even though the cars are costing a little more, it's probably going to be a wash.
Yeah.
By the time you
exactly.
do that. So they're there to kind of walk you through that process.
Crazy
so
times.
It is. So you know what we missed?
What?
We missed Fat Bear Week. How is that possible?
Can we make a trivia game out of it so we can give away some e-women tickets? Wait, no, I didn't make any connection. Before the women get on me about that, okay, we're talking about Papa Bear here. I'm just trying to get ahead of this thing. I'm just saying. We're talking about Papa Bear. Please, no nasty emails.
You're the one that stepped in it. I mean, you can try to spin it, and you're just digging your hole deeper.
1964 is when my brother graduated. Let me get that. I'm trying to change the topic.
Yeah, good
luck.
It wasn't
63. It was 64.
So the 2021 Fat Bear Week winner
okay.
has been announced.
Okay.
Otis.
Otis.
Thankfully for you, is a boy bear. is a medium-large adult male.
Okay.
Crowned as champion despite a tough fight against his competitors.
Wow. Okay.
Typically, Fat Bear Week is a single elimination online tournament in which 12 Alaskan brown bears in Brooks River are chosen to compete.
I'm sorry. How do they enter online?
Because the you know, the little guys, what are they called? The officers, the park rangers.
The park rangers. They enter them. Okay, they enter them vicariously for them.
Are
okay.
you picturing a bear at the computer?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how he makes his big claw work. There.
No, I don't think Otis could fit behind the computer. Okay. I don't think that's possible. He is older. Otis is. He has won before.
Uh-huh.
He won the title in 2014, 16, and 17. He's the Joey Chestnut of
it
the Fat Bear
like
Week
it.
World.
Sounds like it.
Apparently. So that's kind of cool.
How many hot dogs?
He competed with younger members,
right.
Facing numerous challenges, mostly from Walker, a large assertive adult male bear.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Otis took home the prize with 51,230 votes, beating Walker, who had 44,834 votes.
Okay.
I just think it's fascinating that they have a Fat Bear Week. So it showcases chunky brown bears that are packing on pounds to prepare for winter hibernation.
That makes sense. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
So, because you're going to hibernate?
I may.
All right. So Otis weighed in.
Right.
He stands at around 1,000 pounds.
Wow. I'm not shooting for that.
Right. Took home the title for the fourth time in a row.
Does Otis's name normally have... Now, see, they did it twice in here. They spelled it with one T and you work your way further down. They add a T. Maybe it's because of the 1,000 pounds.
Maybe.
There's two T's in his name. Squirrel.
Apparently, an adult male brown bear can weigh up to 1,200 pounds.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So they have Fat Bear Week, in case you were wondering,
right.
to spread awareness of the brown bear's experiences as they fight for food and survival.
Sure.
They mostly eat berries and vegetation. They eat up to 90 pounds of food every day.
Oh,
nuts, berries, fruits, and leaves. Occasionally, reptiles and fish.
They constantly must be on the hunt for food then.
They would
just
have to be.
All the time.
Which is why they're trying to raise awareness to let people know they're just trying to, you know, get food, stock
right.
up, you know.
Yeah.
So they can get into hibernation mode.
Wow.
So there you go. You really stepped in it with the whole woman thing.
Well, I was thinking of Papa Bear, not Mama Bear. No.
Of course you
no,
were.
Nope.
All right. You want to give away the tickets?
Wouldn't be the first time I stepped in it. I mean, good thing I'm wearing brown shoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do it. What kind of Mama Bear trivia do you have?
All right. Well, first of all, we're giving away a family or a four-pack.
A four-pack of E-Women, yep.
Of E-Women, mm-hmm. which is great.
And we're going to do it on the text line, right?
We're going to do it on the text line.
Yeah, 434-248-0704. It's this weekend, right? Is it coming up this weekend?
It is.
Yeah.
It is coming up this weekend.
Wow.
And so we're going to get you that coming
okay.
up.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a very simple question
okay.
for you.
Okay.
It's a true or false question.
That's a 50-50 chance.
It is.
Okay.
And you have to answer correctly. You have to include your name.
Yes.
And we've had some guys winning tickets to give to their ladies.
Yeah, for their ladies, yeah.
So you can do that.
I like that.
You can do that as well. True or false? There is a scientific reason why women feel colder than men. True or false?
Okay. All right.
Is there a scientific reason why women feel colder than men? That's what we want to know. You can text us at 434-248-0704 and tell us if you think that is true or false.
Okay.
And if you get the answer correct, we will get you that four-pack and we'll tell you, you know, if you're right or wrong.
Okay. Sounds easy
enough. Is it legit or is it all in their head?
Too legit to quit. Hey, I did find out something while, you know, Marco was here during the break. we're talking about the Squid Game. Is the Squid Game dangerous? Children who are watching this are being exposed to graphic, realistic scenes of violence, and sadly, children are acting out this behavior in playgrounds.
Why are they allowed to watch this?
I have no idea. This is rated for 15 or older.
They have this thing called parental controls.
Right. Kids are watching it and then trying to act out certain things. That's why I said that we don't need any stimulus from the from media to get people to act badly.
No.
They're doing it all on their own. But now it's being, you know, yeah, that's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's just nuts.
Well, we do have a correct answer.
We do.
Ben,
way to go, Ben.
He said that it's true. And it is true.
So do you have the biological breakdown?
Scientists have discovered the reason why women feel colder than men do. Why do females prefer the heat while males are cranking up the air conditioning? The study finds there is a real reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
They say that males and females feel temperature differently.
Okay.
It's a built-in evolutionary difference.
Now, I'm sorry.
What?
No, I had a thought.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's why Buick invented the climate control for each side of the car.
Well, yeah.
Because we can't agree.
Well, that's true. They say that it's a built-in evolutionary difference between the heat-sensing systems of the two sexes, which is related to, among other things, the reproduction process and caring for offspring.
You know what? Mark Dalton just texted me and said, that's why we have to put so many chips in the cars. No, I'm just kidding. Mark didn't say that. I said that. This Mark. That's why
so
we need three
apparently,
extra chips.
The study finds that it pushes males and females apart to keep babies safe.
Interesting.
Evolution pushes males in cooler climates, females into warmer climates. It cuts down on the competition over resources.
Wow.
And keeps potentially aggressive males from endangering offspring.
Okay.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Like, now, go turn the heat up.
It's 8:31. Gosh, I'm going back an hour. No, we're in time.
It's flown by today. And currently, we have 61 degrees in Bedford, 63 in Lynchburg, Danville, Roanoke, and Salem.
Goodwill Industries of the Valleys will have some new source of power. It's the sun, Janet. It's Goodwill Industries is tapping into that new resource through new rooftop solar arrays that are located on the Goodwill Roanoke Jobs Campus building in Roanoke. This is our second solar array. Solar makes economic sense for Goodwill at this point and aligns itself with the values and stewardship of the monies that they're able to generate through sales and different things that they do. You're looking at the building and the picture at the top of the building, quite a spread there of those solar panels. We'll see how that pays off them. Goodwill, I think, spending their money in a good way, because I think solar power is certainly one of those options that we need to look into for the future.
Pain at the pump. We started talking yesterday about how some of the gas stations in the Amherst County area were running out of gas. Apparently, motorists across Southwest Virginia are dealing with gas shortages. Several gas stations in Southwest Virginia, including Kroger near Tower Shopping Center in Roanoke, say they're completely out of fuel. Meanwhile, many of the stations that still have gas have been forced to raise their prices. The news comes as prices are surging at grocery stores, car dealers, and electronics stores. In addition, empty shelves and shortages continue to rise as dozens of container ships wait to be unloaded on the California coast. The Labor Department says Americans are paying 5% more than they were a year ago. According to the White House, it's addressing the issues fueled by the coronavirus pandemic, they say.
Wow.
A labor shortage and increased demand.
Mm. I like how you worked in fueled the, you know, talking about fuel, that was good. I wish I could do stuff like that. I'm just trying to get out of story without screwing it up. Anyway, a new tradition has started. Old Salem Brewery in Salem and all of its help are excited about what's coming down the road. It's called Helping Hands Tap. Each month, the tap will donate $1 from the price of every beer sold to a different fund or charity organization. Right now, the money is going to fund the is going to a fund for Amanda Ulrich, who is the executive chef at Twisted Track Brew Pub. The fund is to help with funeral expenses and support her children. The beer on tap is called Intergalactic, a dry hopped session. So that's something that my wife would like. According to Weeks, he is in the process of finding other groups to help fund with Helping Hands. I had the chance to meet somebody out. I won't say which brewery because we hope to have him in here for an interview, but it's a local brewery, and just some of the cool things that these men and women do. It's not just about making beer. It's about helping your community and, of course, providing a little bit of adult beverages on the side there.
Well, time is running out for you to register to vote if you want to cast a ballot in the November 2nd election. You need to make sure you meet today's deadline if you're wanting to make sure that you can vote. If you register in person, it has to be turned in by 5 today. Mm-hmm. If you're registering online, it has to be submitted by 11:59 today. Mm. You can register your vote online. You can also check your status. We've got a link to that on our Facebook page. Just go to the Morning Jam on VTRN, and you'll be able to look that up on Facebook, and you can find the links that way.
Okay.
So yesterday was Indigenous... No, what is it?
Yeah, it was Indigenous People Day, I think.
Indigenous People Day, a.k.a. Columbus Day.
Columbus Day, yeah.
Right. So did you know that now you can, there is an app, you know, there's an app for that.
I'm sure there is.
There's an app for everything. Now you can text a number to find out what Native American land you're on.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Sure can.
Wow.
Yeah. An open source project makes it very easy for you to just text your city or zip code. The bot will text you back with the tribe or tribes whose homeland you've stolen.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
That's lovely. I'm going to do it now.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm just going to, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be Monacan.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Because they have a local presence here. Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe they didn't have it first. Who knows?
Yeah. Huh.
I'm just going to see. I'm just going to see what happens.
I'm just wondering who put that together, if that was, you know, part of an organization that just determines what those lines are in the...
Monacan land.
It is Monacan. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty... We suspected.
Yeah. You guessed right.
Mm-hmm.
Some really cool things going on with the Monacan people in our area doing some good things.
Yeah, so you can text 855-917-5263. Look, they just bought thousands and thousands and thousands of acres.
Yeah.
With government money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing okay.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of that.
Mm.
Did you know that that you can actually get a card if you even think you have Monacan ancestry? And you can be eligible for, like, free stuff and discounts and, yeah, sure can.
Well, no wonder, you know, what's her name? Saunders, the senator up there. Not Bernie, the other one.
I mean, apparently you could just be anything you want to be now.
32nd Navajo or whatever, and she got a government grant. What is the senator's first name? Elizabeth Warren. Is who I'm talking about.
Only she wasn't.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big controversy.
You remember when there used to be, you know, whatever your mother's ethnicity was, that's how you were classified.
Right.
Not anymore.
Now they can find a strain of just the thinnest of slices.
I mean, just look at your vice president.
Well, true. She's got three.
She can be Asian. She can be
African-American.
Jamaican. Caucasian.
True.
So... Hey.
Can we talk about her for just a moment?
Sure.
Because, you know,
she is resurfacing again.
Yeah, and it's a remake. They're redoing her image or whatever. But you said who she's been with in the last week. We had the video of her speaking to some college kids, and she said, "Own your truth," when the lady was saying,
"Yeah, she screwed that
Palestinian."
Up.
So right. That was college age.
Yes.
She was hanging out with.
Right.
And then she went to California. Nobody knew why, but now we know why.
Yeah, she was
making a film
or a recording commercial. She was recording things.
YouTube stuff, because she has a YouTube channel, by the way, because she just doesn't have enough to do. She's got a YouTube channel. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she was with high school age kids.
Well, apparently they're only letting her talk to children at this point.
Right. She was in New Jersey yesterday.
Because there was a big meeting, Friday. There was meeting on Friday about the border security there, meeting with Mexican officials.
Oh, and she was there, right?
She skipped that and went and spoke to a preschool. Now, we had a listener who called in earlier this morning and said that he thinks that this is all very planned,
mm-hmm.
and that they are desperately trying to remake her image.
Right.
As a kinder, gentler Kamala.
Hmm. Wow.
And look, her voice was unrecognizable.
Yeah, in that video, I didn't know it was her until about halfway through, and then I said, oh, that's her.
In the video, yeah. She is so mild-mannered,
yes.
So soft-spoken.
She's got a voice coach, maybe?
I thought she was speaking to, like, little children. Apparently, she was speaking to teenage actors and actresses.
Yes.
Which we found out.
Yeah,
later.
One of them came out and talked uh-huh. about it.
Right.
This was about, like, you can actually see craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Isn't that thrilling? Oh, Lord.
I saw that as a kid in the 60s.
And even in the video, some of those kids are like, what is she doing?
Really?
And you can tell.
How much am I getting paid to sit here, listen to her do this?
That's right. I got a text from Leah saying, government money. How about taxpayers' money? True.
Yeah.
True. Government money is taxpayer
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, unless they're just printing it. But, you know, what are you going to do about that? But, yeah, I think he's on to something, though. I think they are really trying to make over her image.
Yeah.
And so that they think, and people do have very short memories.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Except when it comes to Trump.
But, oh yeah. Well, I mean, we had the opener of Meet the Press on Sunday.
Right.
You would have thought we were right in the middle of the Trump presidency.
I know.
And all the swirling investigations.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty crazy
it's
stuff.
Beautiful.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned, family-owned, and independent grocery store that is stocked with some of your favorite things. I love going there and getting my collard greens and my mm-hmm. country ham. And mm-hmm. if you're a down-home cook, this is the place for you. They also have a fantastic meat department there. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. When I call with a special order, they're always able to take care of me. And go by and see them. Make sure you tell them that we sent you. Today's recipe is for a crock pot brown sugar balsamic glazed pork tenderloin. Mm. And it is tasty. This works great for a pork tenderloin. It also works great for those country-style boneless ribs. If you're trying to think of a great way to fix those, this would be it. You're going to start by mixing together sage, salt, pepper, and garlic. And you're going to rub that all over the tenderloin or the ribs, if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Place a half cup of water in your slow cooker and then put that tenderloin on top of it. Cook it on low for 6 to 8 hours. And right at the very last hour, you're going to mix together the following ingredients to make a glaze: brown sugar, cornstarch, balsamic vinegar, water, and a little soy sauce. You're going to stir that mixture until it thickens. It'll take about 4 minutes. And then you're going to start brushing that glaze on 2 or 3 times during that last hour of cooking. Now, what I like to do is at the very end, right before I serve it,
right.
I like to take it out, put it on a lined cookie sheet, brush it one more time with that glaze, and then caramelize it under the broiler.
Oh.
And you just check it every couple of minutes
yeah.
until it's just the right amount of, don't leave it under there too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets this beautiful caramelized crust on it,
yum.
And it tastes absolutely delicious. Serve it with a side of maybe some mashed potatoes. I like to do some oven roasted Brussels sprouts with it. Really delicious. Want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you courtesy of F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L, save with the General Mills Cereal Sale, 2 for $5. Philly Gourmet Angus Beef Patties are only $5.99 for 24 ounces. Family Pack Assorted Bone-In Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Save on Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, $5.59 a pound. Pork Steaks and Country Style Ribs are $1.99 a pound. And Hanover Sweet Potatoes are 2 for $4. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
We've been everywhere this morning, it would appear.
Yeah.
All over the place.
A lot of areas to cover. This was one I meant to mention earlier in the day. McDonald's is recognizing and thanking educators and school staff who have had a rough couple of years here.
Sure.
All educators, like teachers, administrators, and school staff, can head to their local participating McDonald's during breakfast hours. This started yesterday and will run through the 15th. If you show a valid work ID, you can get a free breakfast.
Wow.
Your pick of an egg McMuffin, a bacon egg and cheese biscuit, or a sausage biscuit with hash browns and a beverage. All packaged in a Happy Meal box.
Oh, nice. You get the box and everything.
So be happy. I wonder if you get the
toy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gotta get the toy.
Yeah. To go along with the free breakfast initiative, they also are calling on people to share a story about an educator who has made an impact on your life using hashtag Thank You Meal on Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram.
Okay, I have a Happy Meal question for you. It involves the toys there. What's the longest you've managed to hold on, either you or one of your kids, to a, and I know you have one here in the studio.
I do. It's my favorite.
What's the longest you've been able to hold on to one of those guys before it just, you know, got lost in the shuffle?
With the children or me personally?
Yeah, well either one.
I mean,
I've been interested in both.
I've had my Sing Pig since the movie came out.
Gotcha.
So that's what, 5 years, six
yeah,
years?
That's pretty
like that.
Good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I love Hans. He's my favorite.
What about your kids?
They're pretty rough on them.
Yeah.
So, well, now, that's not true. I have some that are probably 22 years old.
Wow.
Because I got them for Bailey.
Right.
From, I think it was Burger King, and it was a series of ornaments that had snow globes in them. I mean, they were nice.
Yeah.
And it was like 101 Dalmatians and things like that. And I still have those because I have a kid tree and I hang them on the children's tree. So that's the longest I've ever kept one because we hung them on the tree and then put them up.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
And Bailey was a tiny thing, but she was always fascinated with snow globes.
Yeah.
So she loved those ornaments.
How about that?
And so I still have those.
Well, that's cool.
So that's my official longest one.
Quick question. Have you been following the Dave Chappelle controversy about his Netflix? They say it's transphobic and all these kinds of things.
Yeah, he loves it though.
He's taking some heat. He says
if this is what it feels
like to be canceled, hey, I'm all for it.
Yeah, cancel on.
Damon Wayans is dropping in some serious praise on fellow comic and battled Dave Chappelle. He's not just an artist. He's a frickin' unicorn.
Yeah.
And his controversial Netflix special, The Closer, Winans says, Chappelle is also a freedom fighter. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean,
look,
these people are feeling the heat. They can't even be funny anymore without
fear.
That's
right. And comedians have always
kind of have to ride that edge,
blaze the yeah. rebels trail. I mean, there were lawsuits that mm-hmm. that took place with comedians in the 50s and 60s because they were saying things on. I mean, they would send FBI agents to the show
mm-hmm.
to make sure he wasn't saying things that they didn't want him to say.
Wow,
like language or something like that. And for most comedians, nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
I was watching an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, and I've seen only clips of that.
He was doing, it was the one with Eddie Murphy, and he was saying,
oh, yeah.
if you're a comedian and your brain is like a comedian, there are certain things, certain conversations you can only have that another comedian will get. Because otherwise, if somebody who doesn't think that way are completely offended.
Yeah,
they don't understand mm-hmm. where you're coming from. They don't understand the thought process. It was very interesting.
Just one more line from the Wayne and brother. I feel like Dave has freed the slaves. Isn't that interesting? You know, terminology, because he's apparently a lot of them are feeling that oppression, but they don't want to speak out. But now Chappelle is blazing, you know, a new trail to maybe say enough.
See, the interesting thing is that people think that you can do these things and remain unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You want to call people out? Mm-hmm. Be prepared to call out yourself. Be yeah. called out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
You want to bully? Prepare to be bullied.
Bullied. Right. Sure.
I mean, you know, when you were a little kid, that you may have got by with that crap. But as you're older, I mean, as John Legend's wife learned,
yes.
Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah. She got all her product pulled now. It's
oh.
sitting down at Ollie's
but at one time,
a third of the price.
She was like riding high, mm-hmm. you know, bullying people, saying mm-hmm. rude things to people, and thought she was untouchable.
Right.
You're not. It's a double-edged sword.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to put the salt shaker out. Hopefully Salty's working.
Okay. What's going on?
Because he needs to pay attention. This is very important.
Okay.
I thought of him immediately.
Okay, Salty.
There's been a recall.
Oh, boy.
Over 500,000 pounds of canned beef has been recalled over high lead levels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is a problem.
Is there a particular brand?
This is Hormel, Armour, Laurelin.
Oh,
Kreider Foods is recalling 500,000 pounds of canned beef with gravy.
Oh, wow.
That could be contaminated with unsafe levels of lead.
Gee.
They were produced October 22nd through 2020.
Okay.
And March 15th of 2021, it was shipped nationwide.
Wow.
They say there's possible contamination discovered during routine surveillance sampling.
Okay.
And was the result of a spice mix used from an outside supplier.
Oh, boy.
So the Clover Valley fully cooked roast beef with gravy, the Kroger roast beef with gravy, Hostess roast beef with gravy, Armour, Harvest Creek, pretty much don't be buying roast beef with gravy
right
now.
And you'd probably be, covered.
No confirmed reports of adverse reactions, but you don't want to be eating something with a bunch of lead in
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
And this is just the kind of product that Salty would
indulge
in.
What did he call it? His
Chattahoochee board.
Yeah, not a charcuterie board.
Fortunately, his potted meat is safe, it seems, and his Vienna sausage.
I think that kills anything that gets in there anyway.
Yeah, probably. But in all seriousness, I mean, this is something sometimes that you'll see in food banks and things like that.
Yeah, true.
So,
true.
You know, need to be careful with that. I never understood the canned meat thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't
have to be refrigerated.
I'm okay with tuna.
Yeah.
I don't even like canned chicken.
Right.
I'm really weird about that stuff. But
I don't know how it stays preserved. I mean, once you open it, you need to refrigerate it, obviously. But
right.
It can sit there in a can for a while.
It's very shelf stable, mm-hmm. and it's very good to have for people who need protein and maybe they don't have a lot of, you know, ways to store it. So, I mean, it is a good product for that. We used to use things like this when we would go camping.
Okay, yeah.
Like the mother used to make this canned beef stew where you would buy the beef. There's a certain brand that she would use, and she would put the beef stew in, then she would put biscuits on top of it,
and then
we would bake it over the fire.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But be careful. Check your pantries. Make sure you don't have that. It looks like this Kreider Foods made every possible brand.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, which is interesting because they say, oh, the store brands aren't made by the same people.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah, true.
All right, guys, we're going to be back tomorrow. It's going to be Wednesday.
Yeah, hump day.
Hump day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to it.
Got a couple, actually, I have three interviews lined up for tomorrow.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, busy Wednesday. It was a busy Tuesday. Don't forget, you can check out the show, any portion of it, all 3 hours individually uploaded. All of our interviews will be pulled out of there and have their own separate files, like Janet's Five and Dine, our interview with Mark Dalton, and Marco Galbraith from T4 Tactics. Thanks for being here. Make today awesome. We'll do it again on Wednesday.